Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life with your host Avik. This podcast is all about exploring the latest research, sharing personal stories and providing personal tips for improving our mental health and well-being. Each episode will be joined by experts in the field of mental health as well as individuals who have experienced the transformative power of a healthy mind firsthand. Together, we will dive into a range of topics from managing stress and anxiety to building resilience and cultivating happiness. So, join us on this journey to discover new ways to take care of our minds, bodies, and souls. And let's work together to create a healthier, happier world one episode at a time. So, let's get started. Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life. I'm your host, Avik, and today I am having a guest, or rather I would say we are joined by a guest, Catherine Lewis. So welcome to the show, Catherine.
Hi, Avik. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Lovely, lovely. So Catherine, like before we start our conversation, because today's conversation will be very great, and today we'll be talking about the boundaries and exploring the mindset and overcoming the limiting beliefs. But before we delve into this, I would love to mention this to all of our listeners that Catherine is a business and life coach for midlife women, speaker, and a podcaster. So with over 17 years as an entrepreneur and 5 years as a coach, she has helped countless women master the time management, achieve work-life balance, and at the same time, create fulfilling careers and the lives. That's really awesome. So as a mom of three, dog lover, and passionate advocate for the empowerment, Catherine is here to share her wisdom and the techniques for cultivating a healthier mindset and a happier life. So why do it? Let's dive in. Welcome to the show again, Catherine.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much for the lovely and kind words.
it's really true. Yeah. So Catherine, to start with, for the listeners, like if you can share a bit more about your own journey in overcoming the limiting beliefs and at the same time, like how it shaped your approach to the coaching.
Oh, yeah, I love that one. Okay, so I've been an entrepreneur for 17 years. Yes, I am that old. I feel old when I'm saying that. But also, I'm into self-development since 2007, which is pretty much the same 17 years. Because when I became an entrepreneur, the thing is, I figured that my entire belief system, like how I grew up, the beliefs I used to have about how success should look like what are you supposed to do with your life, what kind of job should you have, and stuff like that, was 100% not aligned with how I felt. Like, I tried so hard to fulfill the expectations of the people that I love, my family, everybody, but it just didn't feel right to me. It didn't seem right to me. It didn't feel good. It wasn't like I couldn't put my finger on it. I just knew from the bottom of my heart, this is just not right. Something is wrong here. And that's really when my self-development journey took off, because I knew I had to figure this out in order to live. Like, it sounds so cheesy, but really, I think what we human beings, no matter what you talk about on your podcast, I think the underlying thing that all and every single one probably of your episodes has in common is you want to help people be happy.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
It's like, no matter what topic you would touch upon on your podcast or self-development, all the things, people just really want to be happy.
Exactly.
And for too many, it just sounds like too much to ask for, because we have never learned that A, we are deserving, period, and B, this is what you're born for. You are supposed to be happy. This is your birthright. And if you're living a life where you're not happy, that's not right. And the fact that you're not feeling happy, the fact that you might even be depressed, the fact that, you know, you just know it's not right. That should really, that actually should be enough confirmation to go on that journey to figure out what it is that makes you happy.
Exactly. So, like when we're talking about limiting beliefs, what according to you are some of the common limiting beliefs that you see holding people back? And I mean, if you have experienced any, if you can share.
So I want to say the most common limiting beliefs from the clients I'm working with are when it comes to success, like what is success to look like, and then how you should be living a life. And that is for women so much different than for males, because, you know, really, when it comes to women in society, the expectations are definitely also much more on in terms of pressure when it comes to raising a family and how that should look like and how you should be working or not working. And, you know, especially when you have a big family, everybody's got an opinion.
Yeah.
So that's a whole lot of limiting beliefs, really, when it comes to your lifestyle and how you should be living your life. And I believe that the biggest misconception when it comes to success and how you should be living your life. And that's so crucial, because when it comes to limiting belief, you have to understand our mind, our subconscious mind. And you have to understand that 95% of every single decision you make, every single day, I don't care if we're talking about what kind of cup you want to take for your coffee or tea, or when it comes to how you're going to dress today, 95% of every small, big decision is made by your subconscious mind. And your subconscious mind is programmed in your early childhood from the day you're born up until typically the age around 7. So just think about your childhood up until you were 7 and the people you were raised by. And now I'm not coming from a place of blaming anybody. I'm just trying to make you understand. Obviously, hopefully the people who raised you loved you so much. They're coming from a place of, you know, just wanting the best for you. But sometimes that's not typically what is serving us in terms of beliefs, right? So just think back to your early childhood and who you were surrounded by, and then think about the belief systems that you have. And then there might be a light bulb moment in terms of, you know, why you make certain decisions when you were raised on how to do them, but it just doesn't feel right. That's when all of our limiting beliefs are typically founded. And you have to understand that as you move on in life and you're becoming an adult, the things you experience are based upon the decisions that you made. The decisions that you make, you do based on your belief system. So obviously, everything you experience will confirm your belief system. Does that make sense?
Definitely. Definitely makes sense, yeah.
So also, another way on how I could describe that, which I love so much, is you have to understand you will experience what you invest in. So I believe, especially when it comes to limiting beliefs, most people do not understand what kind of great power they hold in terms of really breaking free from any kind of limiting beliefs that do not serve them whatsoever.
Yeah. So, I mean, also one more thing is coming, like the mindset, it plays a role in breaking through the boundaries and achieving the personal and the professional goals. So what according to you, how it does, I mean, how the actual scenarios happens?
Okay, so I love this one. Well, when it comes to your mindset, to break it down like really, really simple, I believe Henry Ford said that even, whether you believe you can or you believe you cannot, you're right, period. Because here's the thing, I think we all have examples in our life, just think about it, when you were so determined and you just knew you were going to make X, Y, and Z, you were just so focused, there wasn't even space for any kind of doubt, and you were just going to make it, and then you achieved that thing. However, when you're trying to achieve a certain goal, doesn't matter if it is, maybe you're running a business, right? And you're trying some new strategy. When you are going about it in a mindset of, oh, that's not going to happen, right?
Yeah.
The outcome is going to prove that, especially, and this is why it is so important, not just for you as a person, but specifically if you are a leader. Like, there is not just communication in terms of how you communicate with your team, what you talk, what kind of information you're giving them, but also your energy. And so many leaders do not understand this. It's how you present that strategy. It is your posture. It is your excitement. It is your determination. It is your confidence about this new strategy that is going to excite your team, that is going to empower your team. And this is all based on your mindset. So you are, and most people really underestimate that so much, but really you are the key factor to, is that strategy going to work for you or not?
Exactly.
And this is why, you know, there is no coincidence in the fact that every successful person has at least one coach. My dad, he always had two. Like, seriously, he always had two coaches. He had one for this area, and then he had another one for another area, and that was in the 90s. Okay. And you better believe he's one of the most successful people in his field. So there is no coincidence that working on your mindset, working on yourself, because you're never going to be done. You never going to be done. It's not possible because you are a human being. You're living, you're breathing, you're alive. Life is ever changing, ever evolving. Nothing is ever going to stay the same. So really investing in yourself, working on yourself is the greatest gift you can do for yourself. And your mindset, in all honesty, is determining your entire life, period.
Wow. So, okay, so any practical techniques or the tips that for the listeners that to start shifting their mindset towards a more positive and the empowering one? Anything you want to share?
Yes, I would love that. Can I share too, just to make sure your listeners get the most of it?
Please.
Because this is my gem, and I just really want everybody to take something so precious from this episode. So first of all, I would love for everybody listening, like before you go to bed tonight, I want you to really put a piece of paper, a journal, whatever you have at your hand, right? And just any kind of pen, right next to your bedstand. And tomorrow morning, when you wake up, before you even get that first foot out of your bed, before you put your contact lenses in, before that, I really want you to, first thing after opening up your eyes, I want you to write down three things you're so grateful for. And you don't have to think about it. If it is the sheets you've been sleeping on, if it is your warm and cozy bed, if it is your partner right next to you, write down three things you're grateful for. And then when it comes to your mindset, and when all of this concept is still so new to you and you don't really know how to go about it, I want you to take your biggest goal Maybe it is that kind of goal that you've never been daring to talk to anybody about because you're so scared people are going to laugh at you. The people you love will call you crazy or ridiculous or insane, you know, that kind of thing. Like that goal you have buried deep down inside. And I want you to write that down again on a piece of paper. And then I want you to write down on the left side of the page all of the beliefs you have around that. And now, if that is a goal of yours that you've never been daring to talk about, and you're so scared just to even think about it because it makes you so excited and just almost feels too good to be true, then most likely those are going to be limiting beliefs. So I really want you to take time and for every single point you have on the left side, put something on the right side, on the opposite, something positive. If, for example, let's say your goal is, I want to run a 2 million business this year. Okay, let's just put that there. Then on the left page, you might, on the left side, you might be writing down, I'm not good enough for this. I don't deserve this. I am not capable of doing this. I want you to write down on the right side, I do deserve this.
Yeah.
I am so capable of this because I might not have all of the steps just yet, but I'm going to figure it out as I go. And I want you to do this for every single point because the thing here is our minds, and this is something you really have to understand, our minds are still like working as in Stone Age in terms of we're always focused on scary situations, on threatening situations. That's just something that's stuck with our brains. Don't ask me how. It's just, it's a given fact. It's scientifically proven. So what that means is we're always looking out for the negative, right? Like we're just to be in sudden fight or flight mode with our nervous system. So we have to prove our brains the positive things and we have to repeat them until we believe them. This is literally how you reprogram your subconscious mind. So really making this kind of work can change your entire life. And no, I'm not over dramatic. I mean it because I've seen it. And this is literally my work.
Yeah, exactly. I totally agree with you and totally understand. Yeah. So also, like, in your experience, this discussion might be, I don't know, like, I have seen when I discuss about this, a lot of people get too much personal or maybe too much judgmental. But then also, in your experience, like, how do societal norms and expectations contribute to the formation of this limiting beliefs?
Oh,
and particularly
all the things.
and particularly for women and or the women in marginalized groups.
I want to say it's the biggest part of it.
Yeah.
Because it is society on the one hand, and then it's the people we love on the other hand.
Yeah.
And we have to understand that specifically when we're talking about our parents, our aunts, uncles, they're a different generation.
Yeah.
And that generation might not be that much older. That's a ridiculous thought almost. But it's like in the past 20 or to 30 years, our society, technical stuff, the opportunities we have, the struggles we're facing, right? Let's think about the past 4 years, excuse me. It has forced humans all over the planet to grow so much at such a fast pace. And obviously, that has also tremendously changed the role of women in society. And while we can hear such big buzz about so many more women becoming leaders, you know, big corporations, so many more women establishing businesses, it's still not enough. And we still have a big issue There's, for example, just let me give you one example. One of my clients, she's a very high leader in an American company, but it's still family-owned business. And when there's a board meeting, when she's saying something, and I kid you not, it was just a few months ago, the son would say, let a male person repeat that once more for my father. I mean, you know, that was 2023. Just talking about the role of women in America, yeah. I may add that. So the outside perception of the success women can achieve and how in reality they have to struggle and work hard for, and that, you know, still the majority of companies in the US and Europe, it really does matter, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It's still not a given that women are board members, that women are leaders, and the situation of how and who is being promoted when to what conditions is still quite unfair. So there is a big pressure on us women. It feels like we have to wear a lot of hats when it comes to success, when it comes to family. You know, it's a lot. It really is a lot.
Yeah, no, I totally understand all this, and yeah, that is the reason while asking I only mentioned this thing. So yeah, so what, according to you, the role does self-awareness play in identifying and challenging our own limiting beliefs?
I want to say that we definitely have to understand that our beliefs are probably limiting us in terms of holding us in a life, in a lifestyle, in a position that probably doesn't serve us. Because when you are in a position where you are thinking about that and second guessing if all of this in your life is actually enough, is this all I could experience, right?
True.
Then I almost want to say it is certain you are struggling with some kind of limiting beliefs in at least a couple of areas. It just sounds very likely. And how you want to challenge that is by A, understanding that the belief you have right now, you know, might be able to be improved.
Yeah.
I don't want to offend anyone, because sometimes, you know, you just really have to and figure out, is this really your belief? Is this what is serving you? Or is it a subconscious belief from your childhood that wasn't yours to begin with? And when your beliefs are not matching your desires,
yeah,
it is very likely that belief is a limiting belief, because your desires are, like I always love calling your desires your inner GPS.
Yeah.
Because it's like your desires is your goal, and your GPS is going to get you just right there. That's what it's there for. And if your belief system is not supporting that, I doubt it has been your belief to begin with. And just understanding that is going to challenge you so much. But it's a good one. It really is a good one, because it breaks you open, literally. It forces you to understand that you can have that desire, and this is how you're going to get there. I really love this. I know it sounds horrible, but I love that part of the work, because breaking open means stripping off things that are not yours. It's not serving you. And it doesn't matter if you're 25, 35, 45, 60. It doesn't matter. There's life to be lived.
No, that's definitely true. Yeah. So, I mean, how do you navigate the setbacks or the failures in the process of overcoming the limiting beliefs and maintaining a positive mindset?
Okay, I have to say, I love your questions. Seriously, you're giving such good, like really high value questions. I'm obsessed. Okay, so no, seriously, because you're giving all the right questions that are really supporting this journey. I love that question, because I'm a huge fan of failure. And let me tell you why. When I first became an entrepreneur, oh boy, did I have failures. And I had no clue what it means. I thought I was doomed. I was done, like, put a bow on it. You know, I failed, period.
Sure.
I did not understand what failures truly are up until I learned this. And this is, it sounds funny, but ever since I've been obsessed with failure. And let me tell you why. Failures are actually just really a part of your journey.
Yeah.
If you, let's say, want to found a company, if you want to start running your own business,
yeah.
please do not believe for a second it's going to be like a linear path. It's just not. Let me just be very honest. You're going to fail. Things not going to work out. Most
right.
probably the strategy you're trying to do, it's just not going to happen. I know that sounds harsh, but being an entrepreneur is not butterflies and sunshine. It's not. If you are an entrepreneur, if you're running your own business, be ready for it. But also, if you are running your own business, I know you're passionate. I know this is your purpose. I know this is what, like, you have to do it. Otherwise, you couldn't sleep at night. This is what is driving you. This is your driving force, right?
Yeah.
This is like, this is the epiphany of an entrepreneur. You have to do it because you cannot do anything else. You are just driven like this. This is what you're made of. So failures, quote unquote, are really a redirection. I really do not like when people think, oh, I'm going to do this strategy and this is going to work out, period. That's not how life works. That's not how any business works. What it is you take one step after the other. Some things are going to work. Some things are not going to work. And that's fine because then you just simply readjust. So you can either call that a failure and just quit. And that really failing is you quit, you stop, and you let it go. However, if you just understand, oh, this didn't work. Okay, fine. We're going to try something else. This is all there is. Like, also, there's a saying that goes failing forward. Failing, or what people perceive as failing, better say, it's just a very daily, normal thing. And it's serving you because it's giving you the answers you need in order to build that company or found that business you have in mind. You have to know what is working and what not. And honestly, if you have any role models, doesn't matter whether it is a famous person or a successful entrepreneur, just look at that person and look at what they learned. Like, successful and really smart and wise people, they are that on that kind of level. Because they went through a whole lot of and they had to, because otherwise they would have not gained a wisdom. They could not be at that stage of success if they wouldn't have had to learn those things. And you all, listen, as human beings, we only learn when we have to. When life is all good, when it's all smooth, when nothing is throwing in our way, we're not going to learn. That's what it is. But if you're being challenged, if you have to figure it out, if you have to pivot, this is how you gain wisdom. This is how you get smart. This is how you become successful. So really what people call failing is in actuality a blessing, because it's going to get you to where you want to be.
Yeah, true. Definitely. So before we wrap up, so what advice would you give to someone who feels stuck due to their own limiting beliefs? Because we often have seen this. So, but isn't sure where to start in breaking free from them.
You mean, I'm sorry, the net was gone.
Okay.
So you mean how to stop one limiting belief?
Their own limiting beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
well, some, first, yeah.
So, just let's take this as a simple, like, someone who feels stuck because of their own limiting beliefs, but they're not so sure, like, where to start in breaking free from them.
Are they aware of that they do have a limiting belief or not?
Not so sure. They feel they have something, but they are not so sure it's a limiting belief or something else.
Okay. I want to say sometimes as human beings, we really need proof. And sometimes we need role models to get us out of this rut because sometimes we just don't have enough strength or power to move, especially when we're stuck in a rut. That's heavy. That's very heavy energy, right? And sometimes we just need something to pull us out of it. And that's fine. That's okay. We don't always need to have it all figured it out by ourselves. So either you're going to take a coach like me, quite
Sure.
frankly, because honestly, that's what kind of work we do. Or if you want to figure it out yourself, take a role model that you really feel aligned with and look at their path. Look at what they went through. How, and that's really important. How did they deal with setbacks and feeling rut? Because if you feel like you have limiting beliefs, you need a North Star to get you out of there, especially if you feel like you're stuck. You really want to figure out what is that limiting belief and not just then solve it, because just in order to break free from limiting beliefs, you will have to figure it out. Where it stems from, where it comes from, what is the underlying fear that comes with it? Because our beliefs are trying to protect us. Don't get that wrong. It might not be serving us, but it's not to do us harm. It's trying to protect us. Again, most of it comes from early childhood, right? So, really figuring it out, what is that belief? Write it down and then doing the deep work of figuring out where it stems from. And again, this is sometimes so difficult to do it by yourself because you probably don't know how. And that's important to do those steps. And then, really, when you feel like you can't do it by yourself, get help, get a coach, get a therapist, whoever you feel most aligned with. But because the number one struggle people have is that they feel like they would need to be strong, they would need to figure it out all by themselves. And that's not true. It really is not. Because honestly, getting help is not only smart because it will save you precious lifetime, literally, but also is really always a shortcut to whatever you're desiring.
Exactly true. Lovely. So as we conclude this episode of breaking the boundaries and at the same time exploring the mindset and overcoming the li limiting beliefs, I believe dear listeners, like all of you, have found inspiration and practical insights to embark on your own journey of the growth and the transformation. So always remember that your mindset is a powerful tool that can either limit you or propel you forward. So by confronting and challenging your limiting beliefs, you can definitely break through the barriers and achieve the life that you desire. So a special thank you to our guest, Catherine, for sharing her expertise and experiences with us. Her wisdom and the guidance have undoubtedly left a lasting impact on our understanding of the mindset and the personal empowerment. So, if you have enjoyed today's episode, do not forget to subscribe to our podcast for more conversations on topic that matters. So, as and always, stay curious, stay mindful, stay open-minded, and keep breaking the boundaries. So, until next time, this is your host, Avik, signing off. Thank you so much.